thanks to Wisdom for Women on this edition. We want to continue with our series on women who are kingmakers. I'm sure you were really blessed last week by what we said, and I believe someone has a testimony, and I believe that someone is doing something about what he has heard. Praise the Lord. I want to remind you one more time that you are a kingmaker. You need to begin to see yourself as a kingmaker. You have all it takes. You've got all the resources. You've got all the skills that you need to make yourself a kingmaker in your home. Hallelujah. And as we continue today, I want to take us a little bit backwards to our text from last week, which was Matthew chapter 26 from verse 6, talking about the woman that came to Jesus Christ with the alabaster box. She was a kingmaker. She understood the assignment that Jesus had, and she approached it with so much urgency. I talked about Sarah. I talked about Deborah. You know what? The days when the husband does it solo is gone. We're in the end times when God is wrapping up everything. We're in the days of Deborah. The days when Deborah had to run to the men and told the men, we need to do something about the kingdom of God. We need to do something to make the name of our God great. We need to do something to excite and bring glory to the kingdom of God. And the man said to Deborah, if you will come with us, we will go. When God brings the two, the man and the woman together, then things will explode. Kingdom of the devil, watch out. We're coming out united as a united front, as the men and the women in the kingdom of God to do damage to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. The time has come for women to begin to ask questions. For women to begin to ask, what manner of husband is this? What manner of son is this? You have abilities inside of you to stir up the gift that is in the heart of your son, the gift that is in the life of your husband. I want us to go to the woman, the Syrophoenician woman. That's a very, very interesting scenario. This woman met with Jesus Christ and said to Jesus, my daughter is possessed with the devil. And Jesus said to her very clearly, it's not my time to deal with the Gentile. I cannot take the bread of the children and give it to the dog. And this woman looked at Jesus and said to him, yes, I know that it's not the time for the Gentile. But Lord and Master, I need you to intervene in my case. Glory, hallelujah. If you read the scriptures, the time of the Gentile did not come until Acts of the Apostles. But a woman of faith decided that I'm a kingmaker. I'm going to make God shift the time. It was not yet the time for the Gentile, but a woman was able to make the hand of the clock turn. And Jesus says, wow, I've not seen this kind of faith. It's not the time for the Gentiles that I'm going to do something. We're looking at number 6. Concerning the woman in Matthew chapter 26, the Bible tells us that she took the oil and poured it on the head of Jesus, preparing Jesus for his greatest assignment on earth, that is to die and to resurrect and save humanity, the redemption of man. Have you understood the assignment of your husband? I mean, I just feel this excitement in my heart to speak, and this desire in my heart to speak to the pastor's wife. If you're a pastor's wife and you're working, look at what this woman did. She took the oil and she poured it on the head of Jesus because she understood the assignment. God does this tell us the oil is representative of the anointing. And the anointing does not come except prayer. And I tell you, when women pray, something happens. As a matter of fact, great things happen when women pray. So a praying woman, a woman that births the destiny of her family, of her husband, is a woman that is a kingmaker. I want you to take yourself back into the closet. I know you are tired. I know that people have talked about you. Oh, that happens to everyone. Did you know statistics has it that the position of a pastor's wife is the most criticized? The pastor's wife is criticized even more than presidents of nations. Statistics has proven. So you're not the first. Move on with your assignment. At the end of the day, when you stand before the throne of grace, God is going to ask you, I raise you up as a helpmeet. He's going to ask you about your assignment. So take yourself back to the place of prayer and begin to ask that the gift that is upon your man's life will be stirred up. Number 7 quality of a woman who is a kingmaker is that she does not take no for an answer. I want you to picture the scenario. You know, sometimes we talk women, we say, oh, the men are against us, and that's why we cannot bring out our gifts. That's why we want to hide behind the veil. That's why we want to hide in the cave. But it's not that bad. I mean, today, I believe, this is just my opinion, that we have less to deal with in the area of opposition compared to the women in the day of Jesus. They had more to deal with. And these women somehow were able to bring themselves out despite the opposition. They were able to bring themselves into the forefront to get their names written in the scriptures as an example for us. So this woman took the alabaster box, and the Bible says the men told her to stay behind, maybe because of her reputation. Could be for a lot of reasons, but she looked through their apprehension, she looked through their looks, look through their opinions. She was on assignment. Woman, you are on assignment. Concerning the man in your life, you are on assignment. Bible says, for this purpose shall a man leave his wife and leave his father and his mother. So now that you've discerned the purpose of God for this man, you need to stay focused on the assignment. Yes, you'll be criticized. That comes with the package. That's a package for leadership. It's part of the occupational hazard. That's what I call it. Every job has an occupational hazard. So when you're the wife of a leader, it's part of the occupational hazard. I want you to look beyond all that and then face your assignment. Amen? To this woman, the things of the kingdom were paramount to her. Hallelujah. She was on assignment. I mean, something very interesting comes up here. The Bible tells us in verse 7, that she poured the oil on the head of Jesus. But when Jesus was speaking about what she did in verse 10, he said that she poured this on my body. Verse 11, Jesus said she poured the oil on his body. And I was curious. I said, Lord, she poured it on your head, not on your body. And the Lord said to me, as goes the head, so goes the body. What you make happen for your husband, you're making happen for yourself. You're making it happen for your family. So don't take it like you're paying a price for your husband and you pay too much price. Jesus said, she poured it on my body, but meanwhile, the woman poured it on his head. So what you do for this man goes down to the body. It does not just affect him, does not just bring him credit or glory, it also brings credit and glory to your home and to yourself. In the process of helping him meet his assignment, you're indirectly meeting your own assignment, because the Bible says that you've been raised as a help that is suitable, as a supporter, as a helper. So when the full assignment is met, you know the big picture, when that full assignment, that major assignment is met, you also, in the eyes of God, you're meeting your own assignment. I'm so excited about this message. This is one message that excites me. I mean, I'm preaching it with passion because, you know, I know what it means to stay under the mission. You want to run with another vision, but God has told you, stay within the mission, because the mission is the most important thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if the man fails, I tell you, no matter what you're doing, you have also failed. And that's why Jesus said, although she poured it on my head, she actually poured it on my body. Glory, hallelujah. I want to encourage you. I'm coming back again to the minister's wife. I want to encourage you to take your disciples, Don't let your hands be weary. This is the work of the kingdom. This is the work of the ministry. This is the work of our Master Jesus. That day when we stand before our Lord and our Master, He's going to look at you and He's going to say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. That day you will not remember the criticism. That day you will not remember the opposition because of the Master. I want you to do this just because of Jesus. Go the extra mile again. Rise up and begin to do what God has called you again just because of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the number 8. A woman who is a kingmaker must discern the urgency of the assignment. The Bible says we should walk while it is day. I hope this is not too deep for somebody. Amen. I know I'm pushing it towards the area of the ministry because that's where I am. Hallelujah. But there might be someone who is in business, or one way or the other, you just feel that you've done too much for this marriage. You don't have too much time. The Bible says we must walk while it is day. For the night groweth nigh when no man can walk. This is the day and the hour to do what God has called you to do for your husband, for your children. I hear in my heart there's a woman who has left her career just to look after the children. May the Lord encourage you. You know something, the Bible tells us in Joel chapter 2, that the years that the canker worms, the caterpillars, the palmer worms, the locusts have eaten, shall be restored again. It shall be restored at once. I know that you've paid a price to make sure that these children walk in faith, to make sure that you bring them to the standard of God. You've had to leave your career. You've had to walk, maybe part time, to do what God has assigned you to do. Be encouraged. It's not in vain. There's an urgency to this assignment. Hallelujah. The disciples lived with this woman and lived with Jesus, but they did not understand the assignment. The next family, your neighbor might not understand why you have to do what you're doing. Your parents, your siblings may not even understand why you have to do what you have to do. But God understands. Hallelujah. You may have, you've paid the price, you've practically died just to make sure that your family meets their